Joy of 21st century technology is that it makes everything more efficient and seamless until it melts down. And then it's spectacular because the very technologies that have made it possible, in particular for banks and insurance companies, to sign up millions of customers that they could never have done in a pre-digital age with queues out of the branch and bits of paper and pens. What, you've got that great technology. Yes, you can sign up millions of customers, but when it breaks, it leaves those millions of customers hanging and furious, as many Capitec customers are at the moment. There have been some fairly spectacular outages in the banking system recently. Most memorable, Standard Bank earlier this year, but over the past day and a half, there's been fury over a breakdown of Capitec's digital channels. It's a particularly bad one, of course, ahead of what for many will be a long weekend. Capitec declined our invitation to have a full discussion, but they did send us a little voice note from Francois Vivier, who's the head of marketing and doing his very best to exercise some damage control.
We are faced with an infrastructure problem that is affecting our branches and our digital banking channels, and most people have been exposed to this today. We realize that this has tested the trust that people have placed in Capitec as a brand, and we sincerely apologize for the inconvenience that this has caused. Our team of experts have identified the problem, and they're working around the clock to make sure that it is corrected as soon as possible. We can assure you that it's an internal infrastructure problem, and at no point is our client's money or their data at risk. Clients can continue to make use of our payments on card or our ATMs.
Okay, I think we've heard enough there. Thank you, Francois Vivier. They've identified the problem, which is good, and it's an internal problem, so there isn't the a risk of a digital breach. Stephen Ambrose listening to that. He is the managing director of Advance Intellect. He's an expert in the technology field. Ideally, you would think there'd be a backup of a backup of a backup to ensure that when something does go wrong within something as sensitive as the banking system, Stephen, that we wouldn't even notice. It would operate seamlessly. It hasn't happened in this case.
Well, in a perfect world, good afternoon and good, or rather good evening. Yeah. You would hope that everything is backed up or everything has a bit of redundancy with duplicate systems everywhere, that we never have these problems. But there seem to be three major themes that are affecting across technology across the country for the most part. The first one is power. Technology needs stable, clean power to operate. The second one is the platforms they run on. Often they need to be well-maintained and managed in a way that makes a lot of sense, that takes a lot of skill, takes a lot of planning, it takes a lot of smart people to do it. And that highlights the third thing that most large companies in South Africa are seriously challenged with. There's a massive skills shortage in these highly specialized fields to keep all these platforms and systems up and running. Because today, all of us, I mean, we've learned to not work entirely through our devices. We expect to be 100% connected all the time. And despite having tons of redundancy, the best way to put it is that there's always a central point at which everything flows. It could be an internet exchange. It could be a router that's connected somewhere else that a lot of information flows through, or simply a piece of hardware that fails and needs to be repaired. And it appears that that's exactly what's happened with Capitec. A critical piece of probably communications hardware somewhere has failed, the updates failed, or some sort of software or hardware problem has occurred, which has resulted in a complete failure of their online platforms.
What is something you really can't plan for always. What is reasonable of us and our expectation of financial institutions? We expect 100% uptime. Is that even vaguely realistic?
Yes. But 100%, well, you can never get 100%. But I would say anything above 99% is acceptable. And you should not normally have multiple failures across multiple platforms. So if the credit card system goes down, your debit card system should work. If online banking goes down, some other systems should work. So I don't want to be too harsh on the banks. I'm sure they're all doing the damnedest to make sure this does not happen. But as a client, I expect 99.99% uptime. I don't want to have to hassle if I want to use my credit card. I don't want to hassle if I want to make a payment. And certainly on a Friday afternoon before you have to make all your tax payments, you do not want your banking system to go down, because our dear taxman is not very sort of understanding if those sort of things occur. So honestly, I think there's a multiple range of problems. One of the key ones is simply access to the latest technology. Sometimes it's not so easy. It takes a little bit of time. But also the skills to manage and maintain the various elements of this. And sometimes I do believe it's out of the control. All these power failures that have been rolling around the country puts enormous stresses on backup power, backup systems, their minor surges when this all restarts. Despite the best UPS or the best power supplies that the banks can provide. And it creates hardware failures. Hardware failures are absolute. If a switch goes down, that's it. No information flows through it. They have to repair it. They have to reboot certain elements of the network. And it can take time, and it creates enormous difficulty for the various banks. And it can also happen in places where it's not that accessible. So I think this is a major challenge, and unfortunately, in the current environment, I do expect to see this happening more and more often.
Stephen Ambrose, thank you for your calm analysis this evening. Not everybody who is a Capitec customer is as calm, but the managing director of Advance Intellect. And at the very core of it is a power system that is unstable. We know we're in load shedding this evening. Eskom has announced that they will be going to more load shedding over the weekend from 4 p.m. until midnight, stage two load shedding, Saturday, Sunday. It may persist for longer. We know that we have to extend our expectations when Eskom does do its damnedest to make our lives complicated. Thank you very much for that, Stephen Ambrose.